Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the show, we argued about cereal, sleepwalking,
Eminem and Miley,
attending your ex's wedding. There was drama with Minute to Win It.
There was yelling.
You're buttering your toast wrong.
Or just not spraying your butter as you should
even be. Talk to me about that. Setting the bar stories and a lot to catch up on.
Enjoy your lively podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
You know, from time to time, we see who has the best sugary cereal of all time. And we have a new crop. First of all, it's probably been a hot minute since I've had a sugary cereal.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I think probably I'm more into the granola phase, where I enjoy some of the granolas, you know, maybe with a little bit of milk, maybe with yogurt sometimes. Mostly that's on the weekends, you know, when I splurge.
When I fight about this stuff, it's digging into my childhood. That's what I draw from, my experience from my childhood.
Yeah, and so the best sugary cereal, if you had to name one, what would it be?
Well, I mean, at the top of the list has always been like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, right?
That's number one.
Uh-huh.
That's the number one. And you know, they just released a bacon, Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon cereal.
Ooh.
Not sure how I feel about that.
I think bacon belongs in the cereal with milk category.
Well, it would be a flavor of bacon. It wouldn't be real bacon, which I'm suspect for anyways.
Either way, no.
I mean, I'm all for candied bacon. I've had bacon before that has like the cinnamon and brown sugar baked on it. That's really good.
Sure.
But in a cereal form, maybe not. But yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch comes in at number one. Cocoa Krispies, which I was kind of a fan of, but I would always see it from afar. Maybe it was if I spent the night at a friend's house or something like that, it would be in their cupboard, never in mine.
Okay, well, it left really good chocolatey milk. But my problem with the Cocoa Krispies, the Fruity Pebbles, is they got soggy instantly. Like, you had to eat them really fast if you wanted some crispiness.
Yeah, I mean, Rice Krispies.
Part of your cereal experience.
Yeah, because that Cocoa Krispies is obviously from the Rice Krispie family.
Exactly.
And Rice Krispies, as you know, those would go soggy pretty quick.
Yes.
Yeah, those would go soggy pretty quick.
So my standard, my go-to, the top of my hill, Cookie Crisp. Because it was like chocolate chip cookies dipped in milk.
You know,
and that's an American classic.
Didn't make the top 10.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Who do I need to write a letter to?
So, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Krispies, those are one and two. Fruity Pebbles, which I never had. I never had a box of Fruity Pebbles once in my life.
I did.
Cinnamon Life made the top five, which Yes. I'm going to go ahead and say yes on that because underrated cereal right there.
Mm-mm.
And the Cinnamon Life, joyous.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Honeycomb landed in the top five for the best sugary cereals, which I'm like, again, that's a cereal that I never once had.
Nope.
Because again, my dad's dentist. And so growing up, never had sugary cereals.
If sugar was one
of the first like three ingredients on the box.
Not in the house.
Wasn't in the house.
Not in your mouth.
Yep.
Got it. Count Chocula. Count Chocula.
Nope, not in the top 10.
Because that had the marshmallows, right?
Wheaties made the list.
Come on!
Yep, Lucky
Come
Charms.
Come on!
Lucky Charms was one that I was a fan of that I didn't, get to enjoy until I got into college.
And then I would only pick out the marshmallows because
I wouldn't do that.
The other cereal was crap.
No, see, it was, you had to have them together in order.
The marshmallows made it good.
The marshmallows, if you just ate the marshmallows?
Yes.
In 1000%. Milk?
They sell it like that now. Haven't you seen, like, they just sell the marshmallows now?
Well, yeah, you can go up to Huber's and you can get a bag of those
Huber's. You can go to many stores and just get the marshmallows.
Okay, well, I'm just remembering that. So, anyways, you can get, because I don't do that.
Well, they know
because
that's
I'm not
the
insane.
Best part. It's not insane. It's actually.
No, I'm saying I'm not insane just having a bowl full of milk
marshmallows. That's not insane.
It is insane.
It's not insane.
Anyways.
It's delicious. It's the only delicious part.
Sorry, we'll agree
cereal.
To disagree there.
Wow.
Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes round out the top 10. Best sugary cereals.
So, Raisin Bran, not in there at all, huh?
Well, yeah.
I enjoyed a good Raisin Bran.
I mean, I don't think of Raisin Bran as a sugary cereal, but I guess it is because the flakes
weren't covered with sugar. Maybe the raisins definitely were covered with sugar. The raisins gave the sweetness.
One of the best cereals, if you want to pretend that you're being healthy, is the Cracklin Oat Bran.
Well, see, yes, but I it also sounds Raisin Bran healthy. Made me forget. I felt healthy with Raisin Bran.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Felt healthy, sounds healthy, right. Definitely not.
That was my healthy choice.
that was my healthy choice. Yeah. Yeah. I think the Cinnamon Life, if I had to go back to one of those, Cinnamon Life and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, those two probably my top two. If it's got a cinnamon sugar sort of flavor to it with breakfast, I'm all about it.
I just need that on my toast. Like actual toast.
Like chocolate and breakfast doesn't go for me. Like,
really?
I can't do chocolate at breakfast.
What, you can't have like a chocolate donut?
I would prefer not. No, I would prefer not.
That's dessert for breakfast. Chocolate chip pancakes?
Again.
It's one of the greatest inventions on planet Earth that I really was convinced my mom created for a very long time.
Again.
She's a genius.
A sweet treat, but I'm not gravitating towards the chocolate chip pancakes.
When are you having a chocolate chip pancake then? Or is this like an afternoon snack for you? Are you a donut in the afternoon kind of an animal?
I mean, I'll eat a donut whenever.
See, I don't. Donuts live in the morning for me.
Mm.
I can't do it outside of the morning.
Okay.
This is so
interesting. I mean, you and I are just different, I guess.
Allison says Captain Crunch. Yeah, Captain Crunch, the peanut buttery goodness.
Is that what it was? Peanut butter?
I did the Berry Crunch.
Yeah, Captain Crunch, I think that was a sometimes box of cereal for
the Berry
our
Crunch
family.
For me was kind of like a peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No. I get that. But yeah, top of the heap again, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. How did Captain Crunch with berries not make the list? That is insane. Correct.
No, it did. Actually, it did. I skipped over it.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it was six. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
All right.
No.
Okay, that's acceptable.
We got you.
Okay, but I'm still protesting no Count Chocula. I mean, that's the standard.
Of the chocolate cereals, though, Cocoa Crispy kind of rolls in there as the favorite, favorite.
Because, again, hashtag soggy within about 15 seconds.
Listen, I'm trusting elves over a frickin' Dracula.
You're trusting elves over... It's not Dracula. It's Count Chocula.
Again, trusting elves...
He's the Count of Chocolate.
The elves know how to make everything from bakery items... Bakery items to cereal.
Count Chocula, he specializes.
Yeah, only...
He specializes.
Again.
The elves spread themselves thin with all the other snacks they're making.
When have you ever trusted a vampire?
When it's made of chocolate.
There is no time in history when you could trust a vampire. Even in Twilight, Bella couldn't always trust Edward.
Well, she married him. Anyway, I'm saying...
Her own fault!
Count Chocula is a count of chocolate. He specializes, therefore I trust him.
Again, trusting
also
the
delicious.
Elves over
I trust my mouth.
A vampire.
The elves are spread too thin. They are dipping their toes in too many different snack areas.
What do you mean they're spread too thin? Have you seen them? There are millions of them. they're tiny. They live in a tree.
This is the most ridiculous argument to have at this time in the morning. It's so aggressive.
Yeah. Anyways, hey, welcome to the show, friends.
That's great.
It's Ben and Kelly.
We're very passionate about cereal we don't eat.
I would, though.
Oh, you would? Okay. You should just rebel against your childhood and your dentist dad who wouldn't allow it. You should have all of it in your house now.
My daughter doesn't eat it.
Doesn't matter. You should.
She likes the granola.
She doesn't have the psychological damage. You should.
She doesn't have.
You have the psychological damage.
Carry the years of psychological damage.
All the bad stuff you weren't allowed to. They can heal some stuff.
I mean, that's what
with
college,
your inner child.
Again, that's what college was for me. And Lucky Charms was getting that all out.
It was rebellion.
College was rebellion.
Yeah.
It was discovering new things.
Right.
Like Lucky Charms.
It's like, whoa. Where have you been all my life?
I know. Wait, you mean you can have this anytime?
Yeah.
It's just in the cafeteria?
I was going to say, didn't you just survive on cereal at that point? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, because you didn't have to cook.
Yeah, it was free.
Mm-hmm.
How about a feel-good story? All right, we do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So Elijah and Isaiah Christopher, their kids in Detroit, spotted toddlers on a roof while walking to a store. Quickly realized, well, that shouldn't be like that.
Right.
Knew the kids were in danger. They were crawling on the roof. These kids were 1 and 2 years old.
Oh, geez.
And so they got their older brothers, Calvin and Jabari, to help out. Calvin held the ladder steady. Jabari climbed onto the roof despite being scared of heights. And yeah, he said, I was really scared at first, but I just, you know, put my fears aside, threw that out the window so I could get the kids safe.
Now, oh, it's the guy, like, watch out, because, like, they was running around. So, gotta watch out. Think fast. I gotta put them back in the window as fast as I can.
Yeah, he did. He got them safely back inside the window. And then they knocked on the door, knocked on windows to see if there was an adult in the house. Nobody answered.
Oh, geez.
But the Detroit Fire and Police Departments commended their brothers for their bravery.
Okay.
And they said they hope their actions are going to encourage others to take action when they see something like that.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not saying that I think...
Just because
you're
I'm
going
notorious.
To let toddlers crawl on the roof
no,
without
I don't think
calling
I would.
911. I mean, just because you saw a car on fire on the side of the highway, dialed 911 on your phone and didn't hit send.
I did
because
do
you
that.
Thought someone else would handle that.
I did think that.
I'm not passing judgment on you in this
no.
particular
okay,
situation.
Thanks.
I choose to think you'd grab a ladder or something and get kids off a roof.
Yes.
Yes. So there you go. So they're just hoping, they're encouraging others to take action and do the same if they have the opportunity. You can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Look, what happens when you see someone that catches your eye maybe across the way and you don't have a name or number? How do you follow up with that person?
Well, you got to do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Shall I?
Yes, you shall.
This is titled Peaches, Cottage Cheese, and Love, Woman for Man.
Okay.
At the retirement home.
Peaches and cottage cheese.
So I feel as though I'm going to need to deliver this in a certain way.
All right, all right.
To the very distinguished gentleman in the gray New Balance sneakers. We locked eyes three, maybe four times now. Possibly more. My cataracts aren't what they used to be.
Right.
You were by the cafeteria grabbing a bran muffin.
Of course.
I was wrestling the plastic wrap off my peaches and cottage cheese with all the grace of a sloth on Ambien. Sparks flew. Or maybe it was just my sciatic nerve flaring up again. Either way, I felt something.
I felt something.
You have an air of mystery, a gentle confidence, and this may sound crazy.
Okay.
The ability to tie your own shoes without grunting.
Wow.
Truly magical. That's youth right there.
Right there.
You must be, what, 82? 83? A child, really.
A child. Oh, she's looking. She's on the hunt.
I've seen your family visit. Lovely folks. I introduced myself to your daughter as your retirement girlfriend.
What?
She laughed awkwardly.
Okay.
But I suspect she didn't pass along the message. How rude.
She's telling his family?
Oh, my gosh.
Look, I don't know your name. Was it Ted? George? Something solid and dependable like Frank? But I know this. If you're interested in a shy, sassy 80-something minx who still owns a working fondue set... and occasionally remembers her Netflix password. I'd like to invite you over to see if the inside of your room is the same layout as mine.
Oh.
If you know what I mean, winky face.
Oh, wow. Granny's sassy.
Respond with a wink, a wave, or just pass me an extra napkin tomorrow at lunch. I'll be the one hoarding salt packets and pretending I don't have a third cat.
Okay.
Fondly but firmly, Blanche from B12.
Fondly but firmly?
Yes. My hearing aid is usually set to whisper sweet nothings, so try not to sneak up on me.
I really hope for them.
I mean, it's never too late.
Never
She's
too late.
Shot.
Granny is not
and
done.
Why not?
Not done.
Why not?
Oh, shoot. That's funny. Great. It's
Craigslist missed connections.
All right, man for woman, Kroger parking lot. You returned your cart and stole my heart.
Wow.
To the stunning woman in the black leggings and the baseball cap.
Hot.
You were simply returning a grocery cart, but to me, it felt like watching a romantic comedy in real time.
Wow.
Except, I ain't a paid actor making millions. LOL. I was in my car mentally preparing to go home and microwave leftovers for one.
Oh.
When I saw you, you walked your cart all the way back to the return like a true parking angel.
A hero, really.
I thought, wow, she's not just hot. She's considerate. Be still, my dad bod heart. You had this confident yet chill vibe, like someone who owns a dog that behaves in public.
Wow.
The baseball hat, adorable.
Yes.
Like I could fix a sink or go to brunch energy, right? I didn't see a ring, but also I was blinded by sheer awe and a crumpled Chipotle receipt stuck to my dash.
Oh, it was blocking the view a little bit.
Yeah, I thought about honking and saying, hey, I like your hat.
No, I'm glad he didn't.
But immediately imagined you'd report me as a lunatic.
1,000%, yes.
So instead, I just smiled at the steering wheel.
Oh.
And then reversed directly into a Honda Civic.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
By the time I'd exchanged insurance information, tried to look cool while sweating through my shirt, and preceded the existential shame spiral that is post-divorce flirting.
Oh.
You were gone.
Oh, dang it.
Like a coupon that expired yesterday.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh. That is absolutely the worst.
If you're hearing this and remember a guy in a red Subaru who looked both intrigued and mildly concussed, that was me.
How fast was he going driving into the Civic?
Is that
wow.
I'd love a second chance to say hi or at least ask you what you bought.
Oh.
I'm guessing hummus, maybe almond milk, something sexy but responsible.
Sexy but responsible groceries?
Let's try that again before I injure someone else with my lack of game.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't been out there in a
while. No, he hasn't. It's signed Jason. He's 40. He's learning to merge back into traffic and love.
Oh, that's cute. That's real cute. Bless his heart. It's tough getting back out
it
there.
It is.
Post-divorce.
Look, whether you're looking for your retirement boyfriend.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. Not for Blanche.
Blanche.
Come
already.
On, Blanche.
She is ready to go.
Or you're looking for that hottie who's returning a cart wearing the baseball cap at Kroger.
She sounded cute.
I'm
probably
sure.
Buys sexy and responsible groceries.
It could be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection. I got my fingers crossed for Blanche. I really do.
So what have you done while sleepwalking? This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without ordering DoorDash when you're sleepwalking, you're doing okay. Seems kind of mild in the grand scheme of things, right?
Yeah. Did we order something good?
Well, Miranda, she's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
She woke up, discovered she'd spent $8 the night before.
Oh, $8? Not bad.
On a DoorDash. She was like, I have no memory of this. Plus, there's no trace of it anywhere in her home, except for a photo that was sent to her phone.
Like
from,
it was delivered.
Yeah, yeah. Then she discovered, when she checked the footage on her Ring door camera, that she'd ordered DoorDash delivery of a single packet of honey mustard.
And it was $8?
Yep.
Wow, that's a pricey packet.
I doubt the packet itself was $8. I think more
it's all the fees and the delivery.
Delivery charge. Yeah.
Yeah. But man, I bet that there were some conversations had. I'm like the DoorDash driver telling their friends or whatever. Like,
it's a gig.
Get a load of this.
It's a gig.
get a load of this. This person.
What
ordered-
you see. You see on the Ring, the driver kind of comes up and he's like kind of, he's trying to figure out like where to put it. I'm like, well, I guess I'll put it right here.
The front door mat, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So Miranda said, look, I've been a sleepwalker my entire life. I've cleaned. I've put Christmas decorations away. I've crafted items. I've prepared food.
All of this while she's sleeping?
Yep. I've bathed.
Wow.
I've done laundry.
Wow.
But apparently I can get a lot done while sleeping, she said.
And has no recollection of any of that stuff, just wakes up and then realizes that stuff's done?
Yep. Sleepwalker right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very productive.
Yeah,
but,
you know,
did she do anything good with the single packet of honey mustard?
I don't know. The story didn't say.
I'm really shocked that was, you can just order that.
Yeah.
Like, I figured there was some sort of minimum food order, and then you can throw in some condiments.
Yeah, I don't know.
For an extra charge.
You know, maybe it's one of those things where she went to a fast food place, and it was like extras, and she went online and ordered the extras, and it was a honey mustard packet, and then DoorDash. I don't know. Yeah, but there it is. Yeah, $8 for a honey mustard packet.
And just a single packet.
Yeah.
Not even like several.
No.
Just one.
One.
I just need one.
I just need
one.
If
you could drive it to me, that'd be great. And what time was this?
You know, at night, because she was sleepwalking.
All right.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of your setting the bar story. Again, mild on the scale of setting the bar, but.
But fun.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without ordering an $8 packet of honey mustard when you're sleepwalking, you're doing okay.
I see. I guess in my mind, I always thought, does DoorDash have hours?
No.
Okay. So as long as the establishment you're ordering from is open.
Yeah, I was going to say,
there's going to be a DoorDasher that'll bring it.
It's like Uber or Lyft. It's whoever's working.
Okay.
Whoever's available to deliver. All right. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story.
Well, that's fun.
What have you done while sleepwalking? That's really what I want to get into.
Sounds like this lady's very productive.
She is very productive.
She should just sleep more often because she gets everything done.
Right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your "this is what I did while sleepwalking" stories. All right. We're talking about sleepwalking. What have you done while sleepwalking? Now, I know I have. My mom has told me many stories when I was growing up. I used to be a sleepwalker. Like, I would wake up and I would be completely cold. And I'm like, where are my sheets? And she'd hear me like rustling around in my room. And she'd be like, look down the hall. And so I would like go out in the hallway and I'd look down the stairs. And I would have taken all my sheets and on my bed and thrown them over the banister down the stairs.
When you were sleeping, you thought it was laundry day?
Yeah, apparently.
Like, I'm just going to strip my bed. Just
got to get rid of that stuff. Obviously, there was a wicker chair in my room that was mistaken for a toilet many times.
Oh, but also was the site of an epic picture.
No. Well, it wasn't.
Hashtag Wicker King.
Listen.
Was that not the same
chair? It wasn't the same chair.
Oh.
No. No, it wasn't the same chair.
A lot of wicker chairs in your past.
Yeah, I mean, wicker was a thing.
Sure.
Back in the day?
It was. I did stop my sister one time, my younger sister. She was squatting in her closet about to pee on her shoes.
I mean, I think everybody's got that story, right?
I stopped. You're not in the bathroom, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you done while sleepwalking? Hey, Deb.
I was on a band trip with my daughter when she was in high school, and we were staying at a hotel, kind of like the Hyatt, where the rooms are like inside on balconies.
Okay.
And I started to sleepwalk and decided in my dream, I guess, I was going to go outside. And the minute I hit that door, when I heard it close, I woke up.
I am in my pajamas.
So I had to go to the front desk so they would let me back in. And they didn't know who I was because I didn't have any ID on me.
Oh, my gosh.
So luckily, they let me in. I had to show them my ID, you know, but, yeah, that was embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. I promise. They said, let me in the room. I'll show you the ID, and you can look up my reservation. I'm legit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Deb, the only thing I was thinking is, at least you don't sleep naked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm always afraid something would happen in the middle of the night, like a fire or something, and no.
Yeah, yeah. Deb, thank you for the story. That's funny.
Yeah.
Now, Kelsey said, I once made a plate full of nachos in the bathtub.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Woke up the next morning, shredded cheese stuck to my legs, salsa in the shampoo. 10 out of 10, would not recommend.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. Tasty, yeah. Though.
Laura said, my son recently broke both of his legs, so I've been taking care of him a lot. He told me one day this week, I got up in the middle of the night, gave him his medicine, helped adjust him in bed. No memory of doing any of this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Helpful.
Oh, wow.
Hunter says, my daughter sleepwalks, and she stayed with her grandparents one night. I forgot to tell them she sleepwalks, and they got up for a midnight snack, saw her walking around, and said, hey, are you sleepwalking?
Uh-huh.
She responded by laughing at them.
Yeah, you know, that could be a freaky thing to see.
Oh, if yes, that's you're like, horror story stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you hear something go bump downstairs, and you're like, and you walk downstairs, and someone's just milling around.
And you see her, and then she's just like, how evil would that sound? That would sound really evil.
Tina said, when I was little, I packed a suitcase to, quote, go to Hogwarts. I even put my toothbrush in a sock like a wand. My mom found me trying to climb into the dryer platform 9 3/4.
Exactly. I'm going to get on the train.
Yeah.
Ashley, this is embarrassing, but I once called my ex and left a 2-minute voicemail singing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Stop it.
I don't remember doing it, but he texted the next morning asking if I was okay.
Are
and
you?
It's her ex.
Are you? Yes, of course. Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Yes. Could you imagine waking up to a voicemail of that?
No.
From your ex.
Mark said, I once rearranged all the furniture in my living room. No memory of that. I guess I have a very strong vision at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, I need to feng shui.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right now.
This is totally wrong.
The energy is off. Isabel, my roommate told me I walked out onto our porch and peed in a planter. Sorry, love fern. That was a rough night.
Peed in, what did the planter do to you?
Well, again, she might have gotten confused. Thought she was going to the bathroom.
Oh, shoot.
There was a door involved, and yeah. It looks like the toilet.
All right, a couple more. What have you done while sleepwalking? Sammy said, I once ate an entire stick of butter.
Oh,
apparently thought it was a popsicle. I don't have no defense.
I'm sorry. At some point, you don't
wake
recognize up. This doesn't taste like a
you're
popsicle.
Just, you peel it like a banana, and you're just like,
You eat the whole thing? Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm having a physical reaction to that one. Candace, this may be the craziest thing I've done while sleepwalking. I texted my boss. I know what you did.
What?
Zero context, zero recollection.
Mm-hmm.
He was weird to me for 3 days.
So
I understand that. I would get why he's weird. At, yeah, like what in the world?
Yeah. What did I do?
What do you mean?
Yeah. What did I do?
And then how do you explain that? No, seriously.
I think I was sleepwalking.
I was texting. I'm sorry.
You know what? Is that a good excuse? Ah, I was probably sleepwalking.
Well, if it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nah, I was probably sleepwalking.
Oh, I think there's certain hours.
I'll try it next time. I'll tell you how
to get away
goes.
With it. If the text comes in at 2:30 in the morning,
yeah,
a little bit more believable.
Sleepwalking. All right, those are good stories. Thank you for that. It's 99.7 DJX. Real quick, the Royal Band covered Pink Pony Club recently. It sounded like this. I mean, honestly, like I told you it was a royal band, and it was.
Royal band?
Yes.
It sounds like a school
that's
marching
band. That's what I was
going
to say, but you could have told me that was.
A football game?
You could have told me that was the Wagner High School marching band, and I would have been like, all right.
Yeah, this feels like it shouldn't be in the wheelhouse of
funny.
The royal band.
Well, anyways.
All right.
There you go. All right, let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning.
This
Kelly Kay.
Not something you see every day. A couple of lifeguards in Florida had to save a deer that was struggling to swim out in the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm.
Chase and Leo say that there were also sharks in the area.
We save lives, whether it's a human life or, you know, in this case, a deer.
I had never heard a deer before, and they yell. They yell loud. When I got out there, I thought Chase was the one screaming.
I was just talking to it. Just, you know, like, it's all right. Like, I'm here to help. Like, calm down. There was also two sharks swimming out there the whole time. In my mind, I was telling myself, we're getting this deer in one way or the other.
Wow.
I mean, look at that. Like, you know what? Yeah, there's just sharks.
There's a couple chill dudes.
There's this deer that's screaming. I'm like, it's all good, dude. I got you. I got you. It's going to be good. I got it out. So there you go.
There you go.
So they're saving lives. Human or not, you can check out the video. It's pretty impressive at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
All right. How about a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice. Mm. And I figured if anyone's heard of a crazier situation, it's your listeners.
Okay.
I'm 34, divorced just 8 months ago.
Ooh.
My ex-wife recently asked me if I'd attend her wedding.
Okay.
Yep, her wedding. To the guy she cheated on me with.
Oh, gosh.
Bold move.
That is bold.
She said it would, quote, mean a lot to her.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's important for our daughter, who's 6, to see us both there because she's going to be the flower girl.
Mm.
And I do get that. I want to be a good dad, and I do want to be emotionally mature, especially in front of my daughter. But, man, this feels like a slap in the face.
Yeah, 8 months that's quick.
My friends think going would show growth, forgiveness, and strength. But I feel like I'd be betraying myself by showing up. I'm still trying to pick up the pieces after everything. Watching her marry the guy she broke us up for just feels humiliating.
Mm.
So I've got two questions. Am I crazy for not wanting to go, even if it's, quote, for my daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone out there have actual advice on how to get over an ex quickly? Like emotionally ripping off the Band-Aid, because pretending I'm fine isn't cutting it anymore.
Ooh.
Thanks for keeping it real every morning. Y'all are one of the few things that help me laugh right now.
Aww.
Jason, oh my gosh.
Man, I feel for him.
This feels so, seriously, they've been divorced for 8 months, and she's literally already marrying the other dude.
Yeah, divorce, though, is different than separated.
Right.
So he didn't say, like, you know, maybe this all went down year, 2 years ago, and it just took the process of getting divorced took a long time, and so 8 months ago.
But
yeah, don't know. But regardless,
he's still having a rough time with it.
I don't know if I could.
No.
I don't know if I could.
Because I feel like people that are divorced, regardless of why, who have children, then go off and marry other people. I don't know if it's a regular thing where the ex-spouse always attends.
Well, Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher, Bruce Willis.
Not everybody's Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher, and Bruce Willis.
No, but I was going to say that I think the circumstances of them getting the divorce is big, because if it was an irreconcilable difference and they both mutually said, you know what, we're better friends than we are spouses.
Clearly, that's not the case here.
No, I'm just saying, then I could almost see by saying to this guy, hey, yeah, go. But since...
I feel like it's valid to say, you know what, your mommy and daddy now are doing separate things with our lives. Is this going to be a mommy thing?
Are you saying that to her?
Yes. Exactly, to the daughter. Explain why I'm not going to be there.
Oh, yes. To the daughter.
Like, no, you know, it's great. Now mommy's starting a new life with your stepdad. And so...
Oh, I don't know if I would say stepdad. I don't think I could.
He's marrying her. Doesn't that automatically make him a stepdad?
Yeah, your mom, you know, she's decided she wanted to live with...
That guy.
Bill.
Bill.
He sounds hideous.
So, yeah, I feel like it's going to be okay to live a separate life now, because that's what mommy chose to do.
Right.
I don't think that he's obligated to go to this wedding.
Have you navigated this in your past?
Let grandma help watch the daughter.
502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. to take you behind the scenes real quick, about 20 seconds before we went on the air, Kelly was yelling.
And then you were yelling. You're like, stop, I'm going to go on the air.
I was yelling at you. Anyways.
I was getting fired up interpreting a lot of the comments.
So listen, group therapy. Jason got asked by his ex-wife to attend her wedding with the man she cheated on him with.
They've been divorced 8 months.
8 months.
We don't know how much time has passed leading up to the actual divorce being final.
Right. When the cheating was discovered versus now.
But clearly he's not okay with it still in his heart. He's having a hard time with it.
They do have a six-year-old. And so it's like, hey, the six-year-old's going to be part of the wedding.
And you should be here to So everybody, a lot of people are pointing out she sounds like she's trying to clear her conscience.
Mm.
Also, maybe show everybody in their lives, look, he's here. He's fine with it. And you guys should be too.
Oh, gosh.
And stop judging me for my life choices.
I didn't even think about it.
And be happy for me and my new husband.
Now, Danielle said, what do you think the... What was her exact comment? It was something
like... Wonder if the new husband is going to be okay with the ex-husband being there, probably giving him the stink eye the whole time.
I'm sure that she, Jason's ex, got him on board and was like, listen, I'm gonna ask Jason to come. He is the father of little Isabel.
And groom is going to be like, are you sure? Because I wouldn't be.
He'll probably say no anyways. But I think it would be important for our daughter to see.
To show both of her mommy and daddy supporting each other.
Yeah.
Everybody is like, OMG, I would not be going. You know, Tony says, still be mature, politely decline, but heck no. The mom just wants a babysitter for the night. Ooh.
Megan said, I would go watch your daughter walk down the aisle as the flower girl, but then after the ceremony, while people are standing and clapping and before the reception, do an Irish goodbye and bounce.
Okay. Yeah. Couldn't even imagine being in this. You were cheated on. You did not want the divorce. And then to stand there and watch your ex marry this person.
Yeah. That's.
And Elizabeth is just like, if your daughter wants you to be there, I'll go for a little while. Maybe have a dance with your daughter and leave. And you're going to need to start co-parenting. I'm sure that's easier said than done, but you have to do it for your daughter. And obviously being amicable with this new couple now is going to be an important piece of it. But is it crucial that you're actually at the wedding? You know, other people chime in and saying, your daughter's not even going to remember. Brian says the daughter's not even going to remember anything about the wedding. So there's no way in the world I would go essentially just support the union.
Look, listen, Jason, I think everybody is saying the same thing, and that's...
Bo says, how about this? Does anyone have any objections as to why these two should be married? He stands up. Yep. Because she's a cheater.
Oh, no.
We're not doing that.
No. All right, Jason. So I think you're justified. Just explain to your daughter that, hey, not going to be at this one, but, you know, I'll be thinking about you, though.
Elizabeth says don't go. Not going doesn't say you don't love and support your daughter. She's six. She'll be just fine. Go plan something during that time and let your ex know that you won't be available because of prior plans. Mm. Getting over your ex quickly won't happen in a healthy way. It's going to take time. It's going to make it much better in the end, though. Get with a therapist. Talk it out. Don't pretend you're fine because that's not healthy.
No.
Also, don't go out and hook up with a ton of people. Don't get into a relationship too fast again. Heal yourself first.
Wait. What he does... To get over.
Oh, you're encouraging all that?
No, I'm just saying.
Go find yourself some strange.
Who is that?
No, Elizabeth has very healthy next
steps for
him.
Listen, Elizabeth, that's not my wife, is it?
It's a post-divorce, aftercare program she's trying to lay out for him. And I think it's very healthy.
That's not my wife, Elizabeth, is it?
No, it's not your wife, Elizabeth. I don't think so. No. Okay. It's Elizabeth M.
Okay, Elizabeth M, listen. If he wants to figure stuff out,
She would laid out very healthy and mature sounding
and the
aftercare
only thing
program
saying,
for him.
I'm just saying.
To get on the steps to moving past this in his heart.
If he needs a couple empty rebounds, then let him.
But the other women don't deserve that. What if they're
as
looking
long as
for
they
something serious?
Listen, we're not thinking about them right
Why
now.
Why are we debating this right now? This is a side street. We don't need to go down right now. Does he go to the wedding, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
All right. We can be done with that.
Yes.
All right, Jason, good luck.
Go see Elizabeth's comment on Facebook about a nice, healthy aftercare program for you, Jason.
And empty rebounds are all right every now and then, as long as they're fine with it, too. Okay, there you go. That is group therapy. All right, hey, how about we do a little game called Minute to Win It, introduce you to the lovely Carly calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
Hi there. I said lovely. You sound lovely. I don't know if you actually are.
Are you? Can't actually see. We're just assuming.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
You know what? Honestly, like an outfit makes a lot of times your mood. Like sometimes you're feeling your outfit and you're like, yes, I feel great.
I feel cute.
Yes,
people
I feel cute.
People need to see me today.
Right.
Yes. Is that the kind of day you're having?
Yes.
Okay.
That's good. Honestly, I am not, like I second guessed what I put on today. This morning, because I always put my clothes out the night before, because who has time in the morning?
Sure.
Right?
Can't make those kinds of decisions.
Right.
Too much brain power.
Too much brain power. Yeah. Can't do that without coffee or waking up first. So I set my stuff out the night before. And I thought at the time, I was like, okay, this will work. And then I got in, I got there this morning and I'm like,
You put it on, you're like, I'm not feeling it.
I put it on, but I'm not feeling it all the way. Not the same way I did last night. Have you ever done that, Carly?
Right. Well, I'm one that just kind of goes with the flow and just picks it out in the morning. So, you know.
You're like, whatever mood.
That morning.
Yeah, it's like, okay, universe, bring me my outfit.
Yeah, see, my mood last night was different than it is this morning.
Oh,
so.
All right.
Yeah.
Carly, what are we doing?
Minute to Win It.
Oh, Minute to Win It.
Yes. Sorry, we're going to wallow in Ben's depression about his outfit for a little bit before we get to your game. Carly's feeling good about herself.
All right,
that's where we need to live.
That's the most important thing. Carly's
where we need to live.
Mount Washington's blonde hair. Has got a 5'3", drives a Mazda, and is in a relationship currently. So she's
there you
doing
go.
Good. She's doing good.
And Sparky, you look great.
Everything's
all good.
Everything's coming up, Carly, today.
Exactly.
All right. Kelly's going to explain how Minute to Win It works.
So we're going to rapid fire style throw 10 questions at you. If you can't really pull the answer out of your brain immediately, say pass. We'll try to come back around to it if you've got some time left. But you're going to try to get through as many of these as you can with right answers.
Okay.
Carly, how are you feeling?
Feeling good. Feeling confident.
All right, good.
Okay.
Deep breath. Time will start after I finish asking my first question. You ready?
Okay.
Yep.
Kelly's like, get to the game.
Wow. Is this for you? Are you trying to make yourself in the zen?
It is.
Carly's there. She's ready to go.
I know. It is for me, Kelly.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, time will start after I've asked the first question. Here we go. Land O'Lakes is a company known for what?
Butter.
Butter, yes. Finish this pop star's name. Dua.
Lipa.
Yes. How many innings in a standard baseball game?
9.
Finish the movie title, Train Your
Dragon.
Or How to Train. Yeah,
exactly.
I couldn't read. St. X grad Justin Thomas plays which sport professionally?
Golf.
Yes. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo together star in which movie series?
Oh, it's pass.
Okay, well, name one of the three primary colors.
Red.
Yes. Morgan Wallen duets with this pop star in the hit What I Want.
Pass.
Okay. Name a state that borders Kentucky.
Indiana.
The riverboat, the Belle of blank.
Louisville.
All right, we're going to go back. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo together star in which movie series?
Oh. I don't know.
And that's time.
Okay, Carly.
That's time. You did good, though.
You did. You did amazing.
You did really good.
I feel like you're going to kick yourself, though. Have you heard of Wicked?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, yes. Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo star in Wicked together.
Yes.
And then Morgan Wallen duets with
Tate McRae. It's a newer song.
It is a newer song.
I get if you didn't know that one yet.
But, I mean, we play it, like, every 15 minutes. So.
Again, we just started playing it incessantly. You'll hear it for the next year and a half, though, incessantly, I'm sure.
All right.
Yeah,
hey.
I'll be kicking myself for it.
It's all right. It's all right, Carly. You did great, though. You did great.
You did.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So, hey, we're going to hook you up. So, hang tight. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, cool. Carly.
So she looks great. She's walking away a winner.
Yeah,
she's
you know
tickets.
What?
She's going to be living her best life.
Carly
yes.
is feeling her best.
She is, and she right. should. She earned it.
Yeah, there
and
you go.
Now
minute
she's
to win it.
Go research Wicked. And I choose to think.
Yes.
She's going to go watch the first one and then be there for the second one. She's going to.
Indeed.
Yes.
All right, there it is.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we're going to kick it off with Lindsay from Hillview.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, going to Breezy Bowl in September. It's been 20 years since Chris Brown released his first album. So can you play Run It?
20 years?
20 years.
20 years.
Seriously? Wow.
All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX. Let's go. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Listen, there has been a saga, an ongoing storyline, if you will.
Yeah, kind of behind the scenes. We filled you in a little bit on the air.
Yes, for the past 10 weeks, Kate was kind
of
living the single mom lifestyle.
Yeah,
yes, and
yeah.
she was kind of reporting it.
Her husband left her.
Week. Yes, but no, he was in New York. Had to be in New York.
Wait, left her.
On business. And she would
yeah.
check it. It's like, week 4 of 10.
Yeah.
And I'm on the struggle bus.
Yes.
Well, Kelby is checking in. He's
no.
back.
No.
Made it back from New York alive. Wants some Kesha.
Well, of
so
course.
So we need to welcome Kelby back to the party.
When you get back from New York, that's the first thing you want.
And you can see why. Kelby's the one checking in this morning, not Kate, because she's probably sleeping in.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
For sure. Throwback
maybe
Thursday.
I need some rehab, or maybe just should think twice, but left to my own devices. I'm addicted. It's a crisis. My friends think I've gone crazy.
I mean, that's a sneaky banger right there.
It is a sneaky banger.
Wait,
you forgot
wait.
About that one, didn't you?
If I keep it up like a lovesick crackhead.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Where are we going next?
Stabby Sarah.
Oh, yeah. We never ignore Stabby Sarah because, you know, she's called Stabby Sarah.
Stabby Sarah, right.
We don't want to be stabbed.
She says, hey, we're in the car on our way to a shopping day in Brown County.
Oh, what's going on in Brown County?
Obviously,
what are we buying there?
Shopping.
Let us know what you
I don't know. Is it Amish furniture?
I need to know what we're shopping for.
Anyway, she needs Despacito. We got you. Throwback Thursday.
Come and move it.
Yeah, fun fact, Justin Bieber didn't know a lick of Spanish before doing that song.
Still doesn't.
He still doesn't, yes. If he gets asked to perform that on stage, he can't. He can't. It was short-term memory for him.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's
I
all good.
I just had to, you know, record it.
Yeah,
and there you go.
That's right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Lucas rolls in and says, Flo Rida low, please. Love you guys. Mornings wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh,
we
manners
appreciate
and flattery
that.
Will get you far with
that. Go
us.
Ahead and send that to our boss,
that'd be great.
Steve. That'd be great.
His name is Steve the Boss.
Yeah, Steve the Boss. I'm sure it'll get to him. I mean, when your song makes it to Kroger commercials, you're doing pretty
you
good.
You know you've made it.
Yeah.
100%.
It's Flo Rida. 99.7 DJX.
Listen, you know, we talked about Kate's husband now back from being in New York for 10 weeks. Dr. Aaron says, my husband's in New York. Why are all the husbands going to New York? What's going on? Anyway, she needs Jesse J.
Oh.
Domino.
And this is it. Okay. This is one I haven't heard in a while.
I know. It's a little bit of a left turn.
All right. 99.7 DJX. All right, I get it.
You get it? You forgot.
It.
Sleepy banger,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you forgot. You
yeah,
forgot.
Little sneaky banger there. 99.7 EJX. Rihanna for Jake. And New York song.
Oh, that works for all the husbands that are fleeing to New York.
Fleeing to New York. What's in New York? Throwback Thursday.
Can't be skinny. Victory.
Ah, good one. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Listen, Kate did sleep in a little bit, but she's entering the chat.
Wait, this is the Kate whose husband left her?
Yeah. No, he was gone for 10 weeks at work. Remember, she was like checking in, and Kelby's back, and we played his song.
All right, great.
And now Kate needs to hear Eminem. She's like, yeah, I survived 10 weeks, and yeah. I did sleep in.
All right, yeah, well, I mean.
And all the things, Eminem. I mean,
how much are we going to devote to these two?
Because it's Kate and Kelby's day.
Okay, well, also, London wanted Miley Cyrus, and they got their request in earlier, so.
Really?
So we'll do this. Oh. What? You take that back.
Eminem over Miley any day. That's a hill I'm dying on.
I mean, those are, they're two completely different genres.
Exactly. Eminem over Miley.
Okay, I'm going to turn off her mic for her.
Are we done?
Can't deny that.
Are you done?
You can't deny that.
Are you done?
You can't. Oh, are you done? Are you done?
Are you
done? She says.
Are you done?
Yeah, we got to keep rolling. This is how this train works here.
Who wanted crimp tonight?
Crimp? Crimp tonight?
What a
you know, sometimes I crimp my hair too, you know, when I'm feeling sassy. Right now, my hair's not really feeling good. I feel like I need to get cut right now.
Jen needed crimp tonight.
Who did?
Jen. This is Jen's moment.
You know, they could have called themselves Three Windows Up, but they didn't.
They didn't. Just Three Doors Down.
Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Angela's rolling in.
Haven't heard in a while.
She's rolling in. She's feeling some sort of way. You can just tell.
Yeah.
Running late for work this morning in IDGAF.
Oh. Wow.
You know what that means.
Using that acronym.
Uh-huh. Could you please play something for a job? You're just over dealer's choice.
I don't know if this
she's feeling a little
correctly grabs her mood.
This is more precious.
This is precious.
Angry.
Jesse McCartney leaving, though. We'll marinate in this for a hot sec. Okay, we'll marinate. Is that good?
No.
Is that good?
No. I think we need something with more aggression.
More aggression, like yeah. Big Sean, ID. I
don't know. You? Oh, maybe.
This one?
Maybe. This you might be. Stupid.
Wow. Oh, is it this one?
Getting more. This you closer.
A little dumb.
Wow. With you? Yes. It's getting closer. I got
a million trillion things I'd rather do. Yeah, a million trillion things I'd rather do. Than be messing with you. That's right.
Go to this job. I don't give a.
Wow.
I don't give a. About you or anything that you do. Don't give a about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man. I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up. Thinking that it's making me sick.
I feel like I'm an incident. That's like I don't with you. Check, I got no feelings. Oh man, silly me. Yeah, that's good. I think that gets it.
Angela says, thank you, Ben. You just right. Made my whole day much better.
Okay, good.
Going to the job.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yes.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Where are we going?
I don't know. Where are we going? Did we already play Kryptonite?
Yeah. Are you kidding me right now?
Wait. We need Eminem. We haven't done Eminem for Kate and me. Sorry, I offended London. Big Miley fan. Sorry.
There you go.
But she needed without me.
Sure. I understand. Well, you know what? She's going to get what she gets. And she's not going to pitch a fit. All right? All right. Listen. Sometimes this is it. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJ. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
That was also for 9-year-old Carter.
Aw, what a sweet boy.
What a sweet
what
boy.
What a sweet, sweet boy he is.
Just want some sweet, sweet, sweet boy. M&M.
All right. Shout out to Jennifer. Appreciate that. Loving this Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
We need Shelby
some more aggression,
rolls in.
Though. I think we're all in a mood. We need some aggression.
Oh, okay. I mean, we could do Hey Soul Sister.
What are we doing?
Hang on a second. Who
that
wanted this?
Is not aggression.
Oh, yeah, this is for Amanda.
No, there you Amanda.
Go. All right.
No.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Are you going to follow it up with Owl City?
Ooh.
That was a joke! I do not know.
I'm telling you.
No.
I'm telling you, when
no,
the beat drops,
sir.
Though, on the Owl City Fireflies,
no.
You just feel some sort of way.
You just ruined it.
I didn't ruin anything.
You
I'm making it better.
It.
I'm enhancing your
better.
Audio experience
no,
right now.
This is not the audio experience.
I am enhancing.
We're not
that's what I. That's what I said to my wife last night. I'm enhancing.
Halt.
I mean, he goes hard there.
Hugs from lightning bugs.
Yes.
Stop it. And by the way, Dr. Harris says, I can't picture anything but this kid in his parents' basement writing this song.
That's what happened.
Yes.
All right. We did get a request for It Gives You Hell. Yes, All American Rejects.
Angela and her aggression going to work.
Wait, is this still for Angela?
I mean, it could be. For anyone else that's feeling
aggressive. No, I think someone else actually requested it. Does Angela need more than one song?
Listen,
I don't think she does.
Kate, Kelby, Angela are the stars of this
episode. Oh my gosh. Okay.
And Brooke from Middletown is still needing some attention, too. I'm just going to say that.
Oh my gosh! All American Rejects having a nice little comeback right now.
Yes,
playing
they are.
Backyards and doing fun things.
And playing Fenway Park with the Savannah Bananas.
Savannah Banana action, yeah.
That was fun.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Listen, Brooke from Middletown, she's been needing the boy
as
mine. She says, my last day at my job. I need it. Plus, I'm a single mom of a toddler. Always. She's like, okay, that made
not
me
just
sound
when
like,
my husband leaves me.
Made me sound like a jerk. I'm not a jerk. We know that. We know that, Brooke. We get it. We get it.
All right. I mean, this kind of sets a vibe.
It does.
Has kind of a more melancholy tone to it.
They're going on tour together now.
All right. Throwback Thursday. They do sound good together.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And they're finally going on tour after all these years.
Yeah. You can't deny that. That's for sure. It's 99.7 DJX. We're in Throwback Thursday mode.
Listen, Kirsten is trying to direct us now more in the pop lane. With a little bit of a Backstreet Boys, with a little bit of aggression. This feels a little aggressive, but it's hot.
Feels a little aggressive. There's nothing about the Backstreet Boys that feels aggressive.
When the beat kicks in, it feels a little aggressive, doesn't it?
Okay.
Wait, here it is. It's coming. Backstreet Spank. All right.
All right, there it is.
Yeah.
You got Kelly feeling some sort of way right now.
Yeah.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
People are pointing out, like Redbubble Rachel, you can't have one without the other.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about.
What? This?
No, this was not it. Not at all. Not at all.
Gaga and Beyonce. Just like Brandy and Monica. Like peas and carrots.
I skipped over Backstreet Boys.
Like peanut butter and bananas.
What must come along with Backstreet Boys?
Like peanuts and candy corn.
No! God.
Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Still waiting on part two of this song, like 13 years later.
It's going to happen.
Someday.
Victoria wanted some Pop, Lock, and Drop It, or...
Huey?
Yes.
Kay.
Or put your into it.
Put your into it?
I self-edited.
You can say put your back into it.
Put your back into it.
Well, yeah.
He didn't say that, did he?
No.
Ice Cube, baby.
All right,
Ice Cube, baby.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday for a couple more seconds or so. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Man, we are nearing the end here.
Still waiting on my instinct. Yeah. It's gonna be.
I'll give you like.
Ooh, yeah.
We don't have much time.
You might been hurt bad.
No, yeah, because I had to get to more teen angst.
What? I don't know.
What's more angsty than Avril Lavigne?
How dare you cut off NSYNC? How dare you?
You can.
We're just going, oh my God.
You can sing. Teen angst here, Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Seeing that sweet song? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm upset.
We didn't have time. We couldn't have played enough of your NSYNC to satisfy you anyways. So
we were there. It gets right into it. Dang it.
I know.
Oh, dang it.
So as you can see, Throwback Thursday has come to an end once again.
It's an emotional rollercoaster.
Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Brought to you by Once Upon a Child.
There's a lot of emotions.
Yeah, you know, there are emotions.
We went from elation that our husbands came back from 10-week trips. To,
yeah, and what the heck are they doing in New York City?
Yes, all the husbands apparently flew to New York City. And then aggression because Angela hates her job.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And then just
laser drop. Anybody who's
Eminem
rolling
versus
in
Miley fight.
Anybody yeah. who's a manager who has an employee named Angela is going to be looking at him going,
Ask for a little meaning. Hey, yeah. Are we okay?
Hey, are we all right?
Today?
Are we all right
are
now?
Feeling okay?
All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJF. Apparently, you're buttering your toast incorrectly.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. What?
How do you do it?
Well, you.
How do you do it?
It depends. You're going to immediately throw shade when I tell you I spray the butter. Psh, psh. Our intern Vincent says, ooh.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was ready for you to say spray it on
Listen,
your toast.
I will stand
like
behind the convenience and the speed of the spray butter. It's just easier because if you get like, now I can do the classic, just shave it off the top of the tub with the knife and smooth it on there. Sure, if it's soft enough, then it's not gonna put a hole in the toast. Or you could just go, and you're done.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
I honestly
live in my world for
sometimes
a second. I feel like I'm gonna win
no,
you over.
Sometimes when you say things, I just don't have a response.
Well, Vincent did. He said, ooh.
Anyways.
Ooh.
There's this lady on TikTok who has another suggestion for convenience.
Okay,
and
what
it doesn't
better
involve,
than spray butter?
No, it does not involve spray butter.
Nothing's faster.
I've got one stick of butter for other things, and then I've got one stick of butter that I use for toast, and basically I just rub it on like this.
Yeah, so
she
has the stick of butter in her hand, and she's kind of like peeled it like a banana, if you'll.
So she's holding it with the wrap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and she's spreading it like a deodorant stick.
Oh.
On the toast.
Instead of using a knife, it feels easier. When the toast is warm, it just melts in. Does that offend people? What's her thoughts?
Yeah.
It does feel offensive. Here's why. Because there's going to be crumb shrapnel left on the butter stick. So if that is just a toast butter stick, maybe you can live like that.
Well, that's
but
what she
says.
But
if it's going to be multi-purpose butter,
yeah,
a.k.a. using the butter sticks for other things, I feel like there's going to be family members protesting.
Yeah, so she does say up front that she has two sticks of butter. She has
one for just toast.
Utility butter, and then she's got butter for just toast. Yes.
And you'll know the difference because of the crumbs
on
one stick.
Someone in the comments dives in and says, I don't know how to feel. It's practical, but the crumbs in the butter make me feel uneasy.
Yeah, no, because then those just feel dirty. It feels like it dirties up the stick of butter for the next time.
But then what if someone hands you their butter to butter your toast too, and it's like that? And do you feel weird using someone else's?
Yes.
Like,
couldn't do it.
Crumb butter?
Yeah, couldn't do it.
Mm. Another comment.
Then the crumbs are going to get all stale.
Another comment. Technically not illegal, but feels illegal.
Does feel illegal.
It's genius, and I hate it at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Another, not enough butter, no way near enough for me. It's going to be, got to be dripping off. I kind of agree with that comment.
Wow.
Kind of agree with that comment.
Again,
you got to have at least
spray as much as you want.
No, you can't.
Vincent's head is on the desk.
Yeah, I know. He's acting out everything we're feeling right now, and I understand this. Someone else comments, I think I'd feel funny about someone else's crumbs, but I don't know. It feels okay when it's just me. Okay.
So it's just for single people.
You're
living
one.
A single life. It's fine.
The knife on the plate looking up at you like, can you see me?
This is what I'm for. I'm literally called a butter knife.
Yeah. It's not roll-on deodorant.
Yeah, it's not.
I want to be angry, but I low-key think it's genius.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, I can't.
I have tried to do that before. Like,
you have?
Yeah, just kind of like, because you kind of do that sometimes when the butter has, you pull a fresh stick of butter out of the refrigerator
Again,
to put on the counter.
You're talking to me like you assume I ever use sticks of butter. It's in a tub or I'm spraying it. That's where I live.
This is, again, one of those moments that I don't have anything actually to come back with you because I can hold your hand only so long, Kelly. And
we do have sticks of butter. It's mostly for when my husband cooks.
Yeah, of course.
That's not what I use, though. I don't ever touch them.
Hey, is it the same with corn? Corn on the cob? Okay, no. I'm not asking you because you're going to say I spray the... Or do you eat corn on the cob?
Did last weekend.
Okay.
My husband actually did that. He got that out. He noticed. It's real easy.
Okay, for everyone else, Kelly, please stay out of this conversation right now.
Are you kicking me out of the conversation?
Yes. For everyone else, is this similar to corn on the cob butter, where you need to have butter just for the corn on the cob, because when you roll it on there, you're going to get this little corn on the cob strands on the butter, and so you can't go back the next day and go, oh, this is my butter for my toast, because then you're going to get strands of corn on your toast.
So Rob is saying corn on the cob is better. But for toast, is the butter softened or straight out of the fridge? It's a valid question to ask.
We are not getting into that debate, because I will die on the hill of
butter on the counter,
yes,
versus in the fridge 100%. Where it's supposed to live, because it's got a container marked butter.
If it's salted butter, it lives on the counter. If it's unsalted butter, it's in the fridge. But who in their right mind would ever buy unsalted butter?
I mean, I think we have.
Okay. This conversation could be over. This conversation could be over.
Brian's on board with the stick butter on toast idea.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we buttered our corn on the cob for years.
Yeah. No.
If there's any shrapnel, gently shave it off at the end.
See, that's smart.
But then aren't you wasting
Brian's
that butter
using
though?
All his... Well, no, you shave it off onto your item.
But butter is going to come with the shaving. So it's kind of wasted butter, isn't it?
No, you're never wasting butter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're definitely not wasting it when you're just spraying it.
Okay, we're done. Anyways, we're going to post that up. You can see her little video that's gotten a lot of attention.
Vincent's judging me big time.
Yeah, well, yes, and as he should.
He's like, you know what? I don't think I want to be an intern anymore.
He's like, I'm done.
Those people are crazy.
I'm done. All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without putting Kay's home address as your return address for packages you want to send back, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
So this isn't like normal people doing this. This is a company doing this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So her real name is not Kay, but she lives in San Jose, California. She, over the past few weeks, have been getting hundreds of Amazon packages. I shouldn't say few weeks. It's been more than a few weeks. It's been over the past year. And they all contain an oversized fake leather car seat cover.
That's it? It's just the one thing?
It's the one thing.
And she's getting
hundreds of them. She's getting so many of these packages. They're all made in China. And apparently, the company is trying to kind of like, I don't know what they're doing, but they randomly put her address as the return address.
Oh, no.
After digging in, they found out it was because this company wouldn't have to pay all those large boxes to be sent all the way back to China.
So they're trying to circumvent that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and get around Amazon's international policy. Right. And
so
literally, this was a nightmare for poor Kay, because they're scattered all over her property. She can't fit in her car inside her garage anymore. And she tried to complain to Amazon, and they were just kind of giving her the runaround. And they were saying, oh, you know what? The deliveries are going to stop. But they didn't.
She's all like, fine, I'm going to the news.
Well, yeah, and they even said, why don't you just get rid of the boxes yourself or donate them? And Kay's like, I can't afford to do that, and no charity wants hundreds of fake leather seat covers.
Exactly. Like, what are you going to do with that?
So, yeah, so that's what she did. She was like, you know, Wave News investigates or whatever, yep. And she contacted them.
And then Amazon's like, oh, okay, sorry.
We'll fix that. Exactly. So once the news started like digging into it.
We'll come get those. We'll take those off your hands. So sorry.
So I guess they've taken care of the issue, and she doesn't receive any. So she never receives any more of these packages.
And they sent a truck to pick them all up, so she didn't have to figure out what to do with them.
Yes. So that's good. But could you imagine?
Wow.
I mean, it would be, if they were to make a mistake and this were to happen.
If it was something cool.
I know. I wish it was something that I could actually use.
Yes.
You know,
something
that's, you know, I don't know, maybe perishable, something that I could like eat or use or,
it's all gonna be the same thing
or wear. Maybe it's like, you know, I don't know,
jorts, boxes and boxes of jorts
of jorts. I'm not gonna go crazy, but maybe like, you know, one. I'll keep one. We can get rid of the rest.
Wow. If it's your size.
Yeah, I mean,
it's clothing, it's risky because it's got to be your size.
It's got to be my size.
Right.
But anyways, this is a setting the bar story because it was none of that. They were just oversized fake leather car seat covers.
And bless her heart, she had to go to the news.
I know.
To get some attention for Amazon to pay attention.
So there you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Couple quick things. One, today is the first day of the ISCO Championship golf tournament being held at Hurstbourne Country Club.
Thank you for saying golf tournament.
Yeah.
When you said ISCO.
I know.
Beginning of the show, I had no idea what an ISCO was.
Yeah. So I it's this golf tournament, and it's in Louisville for the very first time. So that's kind of cool. And listen, if you're probably not going to worry about it at all because it's right over there in Hurstbourne neighborhood in the Hurstbourne Country Club. So unless you're like right over here kind of by us, you're probably not going to have to deal with too much of the traffic around it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But there are four of the former St. X High School Tigers.
Look at that. Go Tigers.
Yep. Taking part of it. Drew Doyle, Cooper Musselman, Brendan Doyle, Daniel Iceman, Steven Stallings. They're all alum there. And yeah.
I think they might be parking.
No, they are.
The grass across the street from
okay,
us.
Okay. So that's what
shuttles.
I was, you know what I was going to say? There was they were setting up tents in this. In the U of L Shelby campus like area.
Yeah.
And I did see some signs that said parking for the tournament.
Close to Z Salon and Spa.
Shelby campus.
Yeah.
And so that makes sense now
and
that there's
people walking that look like they're wearing golf outfits. Shorts, hats, polos.
Jorts?
Not jorts.
Oh.
Shorts. Golf shorts.
Okay. See, I have kind of a very golf outfit today.
No, that's not golf at all.
Oh.
Not at all.
Wow.
No, sir. You could not pass. For a golfer today, sir. No.
She shut it down right away.
No. You need the dry fit polo.
Oh, I need
just
a polo.
The three
okay.
buttons. It's a pullover polo.
So
you've
I
got
can't
a button
do,
up all the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No.
All right.
Yeah, you need a little hat, and then you need kind of like the little, the sport tech kind of shorts, the golf shorts.
Well, I have kind of the sport tech pants on. They're sport tech pants.
No.
Look,
no,
they've got
today,
a side. They've
you're
going
to need shorts.
They've got a side pocket for something.
Yeah, no, this you're not going to pass for a golfer today. Sorry.
All right. Anyways, that is happening today, the tournament.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting when we get these big tournaments that roll through,
sports.
Yeah, sports. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast. Man, Jason was in a period of hurt.
Well, yeah.
With group therapy.
His ex-wife
is
made a very bold request.
Yeah.
Very bold request. And listen, if there's one thing that you check out on the website, you have got to see this Smurfs Airbnb experience in Belgium.
I was going to say, it's overseas, right?
It's in Belgium.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go there. But it's like they've created, it's just 4 hours. So you don't get to stay overnight, but you can go and they've literally like created a Smurf house. That looks like the classic toys that you grew up with. Like, I had all the Smurfs. I had collections of the little figures and the little mushroom houses. So there's Papa Smurf's house. You get to go have a picnic with Smurfberry flavored drinks and desserts. You're going to learn a soon-to-be viral dance by a Smurf-trained choreographer.
By the way, Smurfberry, were you a fan of that cereal?
I didn't really have that. I didn't dive into that.
Okay.
But there's an enchanted forest. I mean, this place looks magical. You look like you're going to be like walking into a big giant toy.
Nice.
And it looks awesome. So you can see all the pictures. If you love it. I grew up with the Smurfs.
Yeah.
So they were like my jam.
Well, and Smurfs movie's coming out.
Exactly. With Rihanna voicing Smurfette.
Smurfette. Yeah. Like in like a week.
Exactly. So check it out. WDJX.com.
All right. What else?
That's it. That was my little footnote. That was it. And I'm done talking.
All right. Anything else
you
miss? Podcasts is where you catch up. WDJX.com. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.